Hi.
This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
Flowered in you.
like a drinking bone. I might have had one too many, but I swear she was coming home. She had a gypsy soul and a runaway heart, and a turquoise necklace on, and a picture of Elvis back in 68 tattooed on her arm. Says, hey, let's talk about us. She said, I'm my mother's first daughter from her third ex-husband. He left us before I turned three, and I spent half my life trying to figure out why he ran out on me. I don't know if I was falling, but I didn't care.
you will. No, I don't care. I wish them well. So raise a glass and go.
Yeah. 28th is nearly four. Four long years ago. What is the night I remembered and never soon forget? It's the first time I ever held your hand. Now I've made love to countless mermaids and all the sirens too. And it's strange, strange how none compare. Oh, baby, none compare to you. Well, here I am, once again.
Knows what. on the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Mr. Blue. Bring
We're gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
gonna pass you by. Cause I shot up my heart with Novocaine. I stuck that needle in my jugular vein. Now I just wanna sleep, I wanna sleep all the time. You in my head, it was such a
Escape, right at school. Hey, watch out, party people. Oh, it's fucking crowded in here. Woody Woodpecker says, all right, I'm gonna go outside and milk it now.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
WMFO Adverb.
Shut up,
gun.
We've done something.